This is Wade Rathke with the Daily Voice of the People News Bulletin. A bipartisan group of senators led by New Jersey Democrat Robert Menendez and South Carolina Republican Lindsey Graham will try to force nearly two dozen votes rebuking the Trump administration's decision to declare a national emergency to circumvent Congress and sell billions of dollars in munitions to Saudi Arabia and the United Arab Emirates. Senators are angry over the killing of Khashoggi and transfer of nuclear technology. Senator Cory Booker of New Jersey, a Democratic candidate for president, unveiled a plan to tackle affordable housing that would provide a tax credit for renters to ensure that they would not spend more than 30% of their income on rent, a sweeping new entitlement program that his campaign estimated would reach 57 million Americans, including 17 million children. In 2018, more than 7,000 companies submitted reports to CDP, formerly known as the Carbon Disclosure Project, on their emissions. After analyzing submissions from 215 of the world's 500 biggest corporations, CDP found that these companies potentially face roughly $1 trillion in costs related to climate change. By the company's own estimates, the majority of these financial risks could start to materialize in the next 5 years or so. In 2016, Princess Cruise Lines agreed to pay a $40 million penalty for illegally dumping oil-contaminated waste into the sea and acts by employees to try to cover it up. Now they've been found to have violated their probation by continuing and must pay another $20 million. An action by a coalition of tenant-based groups barricaded the door of the New York State Capitol in Albany, demanding legislators pass 9 bills protecting tenants statewide when renewal legislation comes up to a vote in mid-June. More than 60 were arrested. Governor of Virginia has called a special session to deal with gun control after the Virginia Beach killings. Pfizer, in 2015, found that its blockbuster rheumatoid arthritis therapy, Enbrel, a powerful anti-inflammatory drug, appeared to reduce the risk of Alzheimer's disease by 64%. The company opted not to spend $80 million on clinical trials because the drug was near the end of its patent life and facing competition from generics. Voice of the People Daily Bulletin presents People's News about action and issues that demand action. This is Wade Rathke, and this bulletin is brought to you thanks to Acorn International, Local 100 United Labor Union, Social Policy Magazine, and the Affiliated Media Foundation Movement, AMFM.
This program is produced by WAMF 90.3 FM in New Orleans, Louisiana, and distributed by Affiliated Media Foundation Movement, AMFM, a grassroots effort to produce public radio news and information serving the needs of low and moderate income working Americans by providing a platform for voices not commonly heard in mainstream media. For more information, please visit our website at affiliatedmediamovement.org.